Hello?
Hello, is Antonio Cordovez there?
Speaking.
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I am not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Just know that your answers are confidential, and your name was chosen at random. So let me ask you, sir, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
I am.
Okay, thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, other chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'd say probably will vote.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I am.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure that we are representing everyone, may I ask your race?
Cuban.
Okay, thank you so much. Give me one moment. Okay, and may I also ask your age?
24.
Okay, thank you. Perfect. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and the Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important this issue is for you to have them focus on. Use a 10 if it's the most important for you, a 5 if it's somewhat important, or a 0 if it's not important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. So the first issue is protecting Social Security and Medicare. How would you rate that one?
I'd say 7.
Okay, thank you. What about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
10.
Thank you. What about addressing immigration and border issues?
3.
Thank you. And what about protecting abortion and reproductive rights?
6.
Okay, thank you so much. And now, do you believe that health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in white communities?
I guess about the same.
Okay, thank you. And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
I'd say it's getting more polarized depending on location.
Okay. Well, in this case, we will need to select one of the three
One of the
options. So
options.
yes, so would you say getting
Alrighty.
better is staying about the same or getting worse?
Staying about the same.
Okay, thank you so much for that answer. Now, which of the following do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic Latino, I'm sorry, of the Hispanic and Latino community? And you can select up to two. The options are the following: alcohol, cigarettes, heroin, cocaine, meth, and crack, vaping, opiates and fentanyl, ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, marijuana, and other cannabis products.
I have to say cigarettes and alcohol.
Okay, thank you so much. Okay, and I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focused on lowering the health risk associated with the smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
agree.
Okay, but would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I would like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you're very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all with the product. The first one is e-cigarettes or vapes?
I guess somewhat familiar because I've heard of them before.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And what about heat not burn tobacco products?
Not at all familiar.
Thank you. And what about oral nicotine pouches?
I think somewhat because I guess I've heard of them before.
Okay. Thank you so much for your answer. Now, I would like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. And quitting is hard for adults who smoke, and only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many, having said, successfully switch from cigarettes, the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. So let me ask you, after hearing this, what would you say is the primary reason for these changes? I will read the options for you. The options are, cost of smoking has gone up, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, or more government restrictions and bans?
Government restrictions and bans.
Okay, thank you so much. And next one. I would like to read two statements about cigarette smoking, and please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. The first one is, we must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support their efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risks compared to cigarettes. Now I'm going to read the second statement. While it might be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medications. So please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more?
The second.
Okay, thank you so much. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
Could you repeat the question?
Of course. Would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
I'd say it's more harmful.
Okay, but would you say much more harmful or somewhat more harmful?
Somewhat more harmful.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. Now I'm going to read some statements about people have made that people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. And you can use any number between 0 to 10. So the first one is, when someone is overdosing on opiates, their lives may be saved by using another drug like Naxalen or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about opiate theft every night on the news. But smoking kills 5 times as many people as opiates, and the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs to get a lot more media coverage. From 0 to 10, how would you rate that one?
How much longer is this going to be?
10 means that you strongly agree, 5 that you somewhat agree, and 0 you do not agree at all. But you can use any number between 0 to 10.
I was asking how much longer the survey is going to be.
Oh, sorry. Well, actually, we are like probably in the last part of the survey. It won't take us more than 5 or 7 minutes.
Okay, I'll say 5.
Okay, thank you. The next statement says, let's be clear, when we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we are not saying they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke, and we should continue to educate everyone of the risks of tobacco use and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, and some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean that we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. How would you rate this from 0 to 10?
7.
Thank you. And now the last statement. Medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products that can save hundreds of thousands of lives have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It's important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. How would you rate that one?
Let's go with 5.
Okay, thank you so much for your answer. Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I would like to ask you again. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focused on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and would you say strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you so much. Like I said before, we are just in the last few questions. So in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? You can say only yes or no. The first one, heat not burn tobacco products.
No.
Thank you. What about cigars?
No.
Thank you. What about e-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Thank you. Smokeless tobacco such as deep or chew?
No.
Thank you. What about pipe tobacco?
No.
Thank you. What about oral nicotine pouches?
No.
And last one, cigarettes.
Tell me again?
Sure. Last product is cigarettes.
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
Master's.
Okay, thank you so much. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separate, divorce, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Thank you so much. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
I do.
Thank you so much. And regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. But would you say strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Not strong.
Thank you so much. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you. This actually concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your participation and your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Take care. Bye-bye.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you.